Do you have an idea for a podcast, but you don't know where to start? Maybe you're overwhelmed by all the tech or you're convinced nobody will actually listen to you. Well, I'm Shauna Game. After 9.5 years as a professional podcaster, at this show, Everyone's Talking Money, and 25 million downloads later, let me tell you the secret to a profitable podcast. It is building a solid foundation, your podcast roadmap before you launch. That's why I created the Podcaster Class, a fast-paced group cohort podcasting for profit 8-week style MBA program. The Podcaster Class is immersive, comprehensive, and insanely motivational. If you want to create a podcast, DIYing a launch is just not the way to go. In the Podcaster Class, you'll get the tools, tips, and strategies to create a podcast that resonates with listeners and one you can be proud of. Get this, 90% of podcasters never make it to episode 3. That's 2.8 million podcasters who just quit. So to be a top podcaster, you only need to publish 21 episodes, but you got to make them good. So in the Podcaster Class, I'm taking the mystery out of how to create, launch, and profit from your podcast so you can create a top 1% podcast just like this one. The May cohort is now open for enrollment. Classes start May 22nd. There are only 15 spots open. You are going to learn podcasting with me and 14 other amazing people. You can learn all the details at thepodcasterclass.com. Use code podcast when you sign up for $100 off. That's thepodcasterclass.com. I'm going to be real with you. Identity theft is on the rise, and you do not want to wake up one morning and discover that your bank account has been emptied, or you're overdue on credit cards you never even applied for. We talk about this often on the podcast, but you don't realize how much of your information is available to scammers on the internet and how susceptible you and your family are to identity theft and fraud. I know, it's scary, but now you can get your data removed with Delete Me. That's why I personally choose Delete Me. Delete Me is a subscription service that removes your personal information from the largest people search databases on the web, and in the process helps prevent potential ID theft, doxing, and phishing scams. I just started using Delete Me and I got my regular personalized privacy report. I was shocked what they found and removed. It was pages of information about me that I did not want online. Here's how it works. You sign up and provide Delete Me with exactly what information you want deleted, and their experts take it from there. I cannot tell you how relieved I felt to have Delete Me. And you know, it's also a great service for your parents or grandparents to help protect them from identity theft. Delete Me is not just a one-time service. Delete Me is always working for you, constantly monitoring and removing the personal information you do not want on the internet. Take control of your data and keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special price for my listeners. Today, get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and use promo code ETM at checkout. The only way you get 20% off is to go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and enter code ETM at checkout. joindeleteme.com/ETM. Go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and use code ETM for 20% off. Hey, I'm Shauna Compton Game. This is Millennial Money, and today we're talking You Can Retire Early with Deacon Hayes.
Millennial Money with Shauna Compton Game. It will expand your brain.
You know, retirement used to be this concept that our parents and especially our grandparents really embraced. It was something that, you know, people looked forward to. They worked usually for one company and they worked for that company for their whole entire career. I mean, many people like 30 years plus I know that's really hard for me to imagine, maybe hard for you to imagine, because we like to switch jobs, right? We like to jump around. We like to go to different places, have different experiences, maybe even the opportunity to make more money. But the generations before us, that was just not something that they did. And so they had this date, you know, this kind of like grandiose date in their head when they would retire and start this next phase of their lives. And I think what millennials and the younger generations are really seeing is retirement looks different than it did before, right? Our retirement plans are different than they were before. Life is just a lot more expensive. So a lot of people who have student loans or who have credit card debt or who just are having trouble finding a good paying job are really delaying a lot of things in life. And that's causing a delay in savings. And that's causing then a delay in, you know, whatever day you might actually retire. But I think the cool thing that's happening with millennials is we're going, wait a minute, we don't actually want to retire. Like the idea of stopping everything isn't exactly as amazing as it used to be. But really, the idea is more about, what do we need to do so that we can achieve financial independence when we want it, the way we want it, and really have experiences all throughout our lifetime, right? Like we don't want to wait till we're 65 or 70 before we travel or, I don't know, see different parts of the world or buy a vacation home or start a business, you know, whatever it may be for you, right? We want to have those experiences along the way. And so that's just radically changing how we think about retirement. In fact, I don't even like to call it that word. It feels, I don't know, it's a word that feels kind of heavy to me. I mean, I like to call it lifestyle options, right? So, you know, I've talked about this podcast on this podcast a lot about how, you know, your savings now and a lot of the maybe harder choices that you make now give you choices down the line. And those choices are great because then you have lots of options that you can choose from rather than just, all right, I've got to just keep working, you know? And so I love talking about the concept of you can retire early and you can retire the way you want to retire. This really is an individual decision. And so I was really excited to chat with Deacon about his new book and about the discoveries he made writing this book and the different tips. I think there are a lot of things in this book that I found really interesting and inventive for millennials to think about. You know, what does financial independence look like for you? Tell us a little bit about your background and your journey to writing this book.
Yeah, so when my wife and I got married, we decided, hey, let's combine our finances. That sounds like a smart thing to do. And we realized we had 52 grand in debt. And being in our 20s, we're like, this is kind of, we're starting in the negative, and this isn't the greatest feeling. So let's figure out a way to kind of get out of that. And so I'm a big fan of SMART goals. So I set a deadline, said, hey, 18 months, let's pay it all off in 18 months, which sounded ridiculous, at least to my wife. And we did. And so we basically sold my upside down car that was brand new, got two beater cars, got a part-time job delivering pizzas at night. My wife let me sell some of our clothing with her permission, of course, and on eBay. And so we did everything we could and we paid everything off in 18 months. And so it was one of those things where, wow, it's like, gosh, you set a goal and you kind of structure your life around it, and this is possible. And so then that kind of led to like financial independence. How could we figure out how to do that in a short period of time? Why wait till we're 67? And so started creating a plan to kind of retire early. And when I say retire early, it just means have financial freedom. I plan on working forever, but it's just how long I work, how much I work. I don't have to work for anybody else, you know, those kind of things. So having the freedom to work if I want to.
It's right on your terms, right?
And so I think that resonates with a lot of people, right? That's kind of what the book was about, was kind of to say, hey, here's a different path, right? You don't have to beat to the same drum everybody else is drumming to. This is a reality. And, you know, so that's something my wife and I are trying to live out and then trying to help other people do the same.
Yeah, absolutely. So is that how Well Kept Wallet started?
Yeah, so Well Kept Wallet started as kind of, it was literally just a blog on WordPress. It was like deaconhayes.wordpress.com. And the idea was, is I was just going to kind of journal our experience, you know, buying this used car for $2,500 on Craigslist and, you know, buying another car from a friend of mine, you know, that was needed repairs and how we got through it, selling an upside down car, all that stuff, just kind of journaling that as we went along. And then realized like, hey, well, this is really helping people. And, you know, through Google traffic and Facebook, we're getting a lot of people coming and hearing our story. And then we feature a lot of other stories. We have over 50 debt success stories on our site now. So it was really, it's not about us. It's like, hey, this is something that lots of people are doing and here's how they do it. And so, yeah, that's kind of how it all came to be.
Yeah, that's such a great story. So you talked about, you know, setting this kind of big, lofty goal of paying off all your debt in 18 months and a little bit about the sacrifice. Walk us through, you know, kind of what you have to, the framework you have to put your brain into when you're going through a big challenge like that in order to get to that debt-free status. I mean, I imagine that that's not an easy thing. You have to make a lot of hard choices. And as a couple, that's
it
tricky
is,
too,
you know,
isn't it?
So I don't want to say fortunately, but it was during the recession. And so that's when we started getting out of debt. And I think it was kind of a, it was kind of like the pressure was on. Like, hey, the economy's not doing good. We've got a ton of debt. Like, we don't want to have this the rest of our life. We need to do something. And I feel like right now the economy is booming in a lot of areas. And so people are a little bit more complacent, right? They're not in that mindset of like, oh, I need to change my ways. Like everything's just fine. And so, you know, really if you're in that mindset, but you're like, man, it's, you know, retiring early sounds great. Or even just getting out of debt sounds great. You got to figure out what a strong why is, right? Like, why do you want to get out of debt? Do you want to put kids through college? Do you want to travel the world? Do you want to be able to start your own business? Do you want to buy a house? You know, whatever those whys are, those then help you shape the mindset so that you can actually make that dream a reality. Until you have that, you'll probably just continue going at the pace you're going. And so for us, you know, those were some of our whys, right? Like we wanted to have a family. We wanted to get a house. We were living in a condo. We wanted to be able to travel every couple of years internationally. And so like you can't, and that stuff costs a lot of money. And so we had to figure out a way to pay off our debt fast so that we had the extra money each month so that we could do those things.
I'm sorry, but I have the best dog ever. Her name is Winnie Stardust. She is a mini golden mountain doodle full of life, and I would do just about anything to keep her happy, healthy, and safe. Today's episode is sponsored by the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. Your pet is part of your family, and you want to do the best for them. But vet bills can really add up. We jokingly keep telling Winnie she needs to get a job to pay for her vet bill. That's why you should check out pet insurance. And with ASPCA Pet Health Insurance, you can focus on the care your pet deserves and cover what matters most. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customized accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they need. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping to ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are. Because vet bills can really add up, especially when you are least expecting it. It's simple. Use their app to submit a claim, and you'll receive reimbursement for eligible vet bills directly into your bank account. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/etm. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/etm. Again, that's aspcapetinsurance.com/etm. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independent American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer, is not engaged in the business of insurance. When it comes to financial advice, you got to trust the source. It's why you listen to this podcast. When I'm looking to upgrade my wallet, I turn to NerdWallet. Their expert team of nerds dives into the details to help you find smarter financial products. Before NerdWallet, I was paying for vacations all wrong. I was missing out on miles. I didn't even know I was leaving on the table. Now I've got a new card with more miles and more upgrades. What could future you do with more travel rewards? I don't know, maybe that fancy hotel upgrade that you have always been dreaming about. Wherever you go next, make it happen with a smarter travel credit card. Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. As with all cards, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. Okay, friend, I want to know, what are your money goals this year? Are you saving to buy a house or maybe a wedding or a dream vacation to somewhere tropical? If that's you, please, please take me with you.
Or maybe you want to just grow your emergency fund because, let's be real, life is expensive. I want to make sure you reach your goals, so you need Monarch. That's why the Wall Street Journal named it the best app for growing your savings. Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. You can create custom budgets, track progress toward your financial goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/ETM. Here's what I love. Monarch is the most customizable budgeting app. You can change the layout of your dashboard. You can go between light and dark mode. You can create custom budgets and notifications. You can set up all of these automatic rules for your transactions and notifications, and so much more. Monarch is obsessed with constantly improving their product. Get this. They release updates every 2 weeks, and they even allow customers to submit suggestions, vote on requested features, and view the product roadmap. This, my friend, is totally original. Plus, they will never sell your data to third party or show you ads. I think that's really important. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it is the top-rated personal finance app. And now, listeners of this show get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/ETM. That's monarchmoney.com/ETM for your extended 30-day free trial. The weather is getting warmer. I'm so excited, and it is time to say goodbye to all those jackets and sweaters, and hello to the shorts and t-shirts. I wanted to update my summer workout wardrobe for the long haul without, you know, spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince, and I am in love. Quince is your go-to place from everything from premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless, 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more. The best part of all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes those savings on to you. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that. Okay, I bought the dreamiest pair of workout leggings and a bright pink workout top to match. Honestly, ladies, I gotta tell you, these leggings you need. The price cannot be beat, and I feel like $1 million wearing this cozy workout friendly outfit. I've worn it for like 5 days straight. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/ETM for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/ETM to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/ETM.
Whatever you're saving up for, a CD from Sandy Spring Bank lets you grow your savings at a guaranteed rate. Right now, earn interest at 4.5% APY on an 8-month CD special or 4.25% APY on a 14-month CD special. Learn more at sandyspringbank.com/cdspecials. Minimum opening deposit to earn the annual percentage yield is $500 for the 8-month CD special and $2,500 for the 14-month CD special. Member FDIC.
Right. And that's really important that you talk about that, because I think a lot of times people think, you know, well, why am I doing this budgeting thing? Why am I saving money? Why am I sacrificing? And it really is then when you attach, like you say, that why to it, it brings life to why you're doing all of these
absolutely.
Things.
I mean, that's the thing is it could feel like a grind if you don't have that why, right? Like, you're like, oh my gosh, I just put $1,000 on my debt, but I'd rather, you know, go on a cruise, you know? It's like, well, but if you have the why, you're like, no, I'd rather put my kids through college, or I'd rather be able to, you know, do things, you know, later on in life and have more freedom. And so therefore I'm a sacrifice now for that future gain.
So I know the publisher had originally approached another author to write this book, and he turned them down. Tell us about that story.
He wrote a book and he got approached by this publisher, and he said he didn't have the time to do it. So he kind of said, hey, Deacon, if you're interested, here's their contact info, pitch them. And so they had the idea about early retirement. And then I had my perspective, which is a little bit different because it's not really about golfing and, you know, sitting on the beach, drinking it goes, you know, like it's very much the freedom that we're talking about, right? Like a lot of people have passions, like, gosh, I wish I could work with my hands and build stuff, you know, and just like sell it at, you know, farmers markets or whatever, or I wish I could go volunteer when hurricanes happen, you know, like people have these passions, these ideas, but they don't have the freedom to actually go after them, you know? And so really the book is kind of designed to say, hey, how do you free yourself up so that you can really do what you feel called to do and what you really want to do with your life and not be kind of just a cog in the wheel of just the machine.
Yeah, for sure. So are there a chapter or two in the book that really stand out to you that resonate a lot of these,
a lot of these pearls of wisdom
that you talk about?
What we try to do with the book is have case studies. So it's like I learn through stories. So it's really like, let's just say, you know, talking about the real estate chapter, and it's like, okay, you would love to retire early through real estate. Well, here's, you know, John and Jennifer, and they make 90 grand a year. She's a teacher. He's a plumber, right? And, okay, they decide they want to buy their first property. They, you know, save up $30,000, live on $60,000. They buy their first property, you know, then they develop a plan to, you know, get their second property, et cetera, and then accelerate paying down the debt. And, you know, all of a sudden they've got four properties free and clear. They're making 50 grand a year. And they're able to kind of transition. And so really that's the stuff that really speaks to me. And then, as well as kind of the entrepreneurship side, right? So I just love when people have ideas and they go after it. And so, you know, it's very, in 2017, there's so much access to being able to make your hobby a job, right? Or a job, I mean, a business. So, I mean, like there's a guy that, you know, he sharpens barber shears for like $50 a shear. If he did five a day, that's like $250, you know? And it's like, well, you know, it's like, well, if you did that 4 days a week, that's a grand a week just sharpening barber shears, you know? And obviously that doesn't sound maybe that fun and exciting, but it is amazing that there's so much that you could do creating a business and have that freedom. And so those are kind of the ones that really stick out to me because it helps people start to imagine and dream, like, what could that be like for me?
Yeah. And I love that you, a lot of your chapters are about kind of these different topics, especially that are super relevant, super on the minds of millennials. You know, I get a million and one questions about real estate investing. And, you know, like I love in your book, you know, there's a smart way to go about things like that. And then there's maybe a not so smart way to go about things like that. And so I love that you address a lot of those things.
What path do you want to go down? What are the goals that you have in life? And then if you're, you know, if you have a spouse or a significant other, like what are the common goals that you guys have together? And then here are some clear paths to make that a reality, you know? And so kind of like you said, unlocking that potential.
Yeah, definitely. So tell us a little bit about, because I always like to hear, you know, we heard your paying down debt story for sure, but I always like to have my guests talk about, you know, some of the money journeys that they've had that maybe haven't gone so well. Are there any stories that stick out of your head of maybe like, oh, I shouldn't have spent money on that?
Yes. Or we just lived what we call a standard American life, right? Like, we want to go to school. We got student loans. We wanted to go on a honeymoon. We put it on a credit card. I needed a reliable car. I got a car loan, you know? And so those were kind of all the bad decisions that kind of led up to us accumulating all that debt. And, you know, and then we had a lot of successes along the way to pay that off. But one of the things that was kind of a hiccup was I wanted to create an eBay store. And so I started buying and selling stuff on a wholesale and then reselling it on eBay. And I sold about $40,000 in product and I made $0. So it was one of those things where I was driving back and forth to the post office. You know, someone would get a product and it would be broken or something like that. And it wasn't insured. I mean, I had one guy rip me off of like $1,100 from, it's just a long story, from a Pro Stores, which is like an eBay affiliate. And so it's just like all these things where I was trying and I was like, okay, that's just not my wheelhouse. So I just kind of shut that down. And then I figured out other ways to kind of make that extra income. So yeah, it wasn't all rosy, and that was one experience I learned from. Was, you know, eBay's business is not for me, but for some people, they do really well with that.
So you mentioned this money journey that you had to pay off debt, this 18 months. Was your wife as enthusiastic as you were to go on this journey?
We both kind of wanted to get out of debt, but it's like how we get out of debt. You know, like my wife really likes clothing. I really like, you know, gadgets, electronics, that kind of stuff. So, you know, it's kind of like, well, but we want to get out of debt, but I want to buy this, you know, dress, or I want to buy this phone, you know. So you kind of, we kind of had those meetings where you had to sit down and say, okay, well, what's really important to us? And so, yeah, it did take kind of an adjustment of mindset to say, okay, this is our goal now together. And then what are we individually going to do to make sure that we help achieve that goal? And, you know, it wasn't easy. We definitely had some kind of trial and error the first 3 months, but I'd say after 3 months, it started to become more of kind of the norm.
So as Deacon says, you really can plan for the future you want, right? Create your own version of financial independence. Create your own version of what retirement looks like for you and when that is for you. If you want to check out Deacon, you can head on over to wellcappedwallet.com or click the link in the show notes. And if you pre-order his book, You Can Retire Early, you will get his $97 course debt-free in 18 months free, right? So why not? The book drops on November 7th, but you can go ahead and order it right away and get his free course. As always, you can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Shauna Game. And if you love this podcast, do me a favor, shout it out to your friends, share it on social media, and head on over to the link in the show notes and leave us a review.